From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Friday and three other people wounded in a fight with al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. A U.S. military official told VOA the special operations soldier was killed near Barere, about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. At the White House, Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said that President Trump had sent condolences to the families. U.S. Africa Command said the U.S. forces were attacked during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. A deal hammered out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect in the early hours of Saturday. Russia says that those zones will be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Here in Washington, a Pentagon spokesman, Major Adrian Rankin Galloway, told VOA that we certainly welcome any effort to reduce the violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to reach those areas of Syria that need them, and ultimately a political resolution to the ongoing crisis there. However, he said the coalition's fight against Islamic State will continue.
I should point out that there will be no sanctuary for ISIS. Our operations to work with partnered forces on the ground to defeat ISIS and to reclaim their so-called capitals in Iraq and Syria will continue unabated.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal Thursday to establish the so-called de-escalation zones in Syria in an effort to end the six-year conflict. This is VOA News. The campaign of French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron says it has been the victim of a massive and coordinated hacking attack. His campaign said in a statement late Friday night that some campaign emails and financial documents were hacked a few weeks ago and are now being circulated on social media, but that they have been mixed with false documents. French voters will choose between Macron and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday. Luis Ramirez reports from Paris, the election highlights two very different views of France's future.
It has been an emotionally charged campaign as France decides whether to stay the course of globalization or chart a new path outside of the European Union with fortified borders and an emphasis inward in line with a changing trend in much of the world. Nationalist Marine Le Pen came second in a first round, but hopes her promises of returning French factory jobs and boosting social benefits will win over the far left. Like in Donald Trump's election, quiet voters could bring a surprise after polls leading up to the vote put former economy minister Emmanuel Macron solidly in the lead. France is deeply divided, perhaps more than at any time in its post-war history. Either way, Sunday's election will mark a change. The big question is how much of one French voters really want. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
A U.S. Senate committee investigating allegations that Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election has ordered several of President Donald Trump's former aides to turn over information about possible ties with Moscow. One of those being scrutinized, Carter Page, is a former foreign policy advisor to Trump. He lashed out at the Senate Intelligence Committee in a letter made public Friday calling the probe a comically fake inquiry. The Senate panel has also asked for records from Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, former Trump adviser Roger Stone, and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn as part of its investigation. Both the Senate and House Intelligence Committees, along with the FBI, are investigating Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential vote. The U.S. job market staged a rebound in April, with employers adding 211,000 workers to their payrolls and the unemployment rate falling to a 10-year low of 4.4%. April's employment numbers are a big improvement from March, when the economy added only 98,000 jobs. That jobs report helped to push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. European markets also finished trading Friday higher. Asian markets finished Friday mixed. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.